Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get moving, even when life throws you curveballs. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, we all face tough times. It's inevitable, right? But what if I told you that having a solid safety net of support can make all the difference in navigating those rough patches? You know, like those life rafts we always hope we never need but are oh so grateful for when the waters get choppy. That's what we're diving into today. Building your own personal support system to weather any storm. Ever feel like you're going through something alone? Like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Yeah, I've been there, and trust me, it's not fun. We all need people we can lean on, people who genuinely care about us and want to see us thrive. It's not just about having a few friends, it's about cultivating meaningful connections that offer genuine support. So, let's break down how you can build this safety net of love and strength. First things first, identify your people. Think about who in your life consistently makes you feel good, understood, and supported. These are your anchors, the individuals who lift you up when you're down and celebrate your victories with genuine enthusiasm. Now, don't just think about the obvious, close friends and family. It could be a mentor, a teacher, a coworker, even someone from an online community who shares your passions. Remember, quality over quantity. It's not about having a massive social circle but nurturing connections with those who truly matter. Next up, communication is key. Building a strong safety net isn't just about identifying your people. It's about letting them know they are there for you and vice versa. Don't be afraid to express your needs, whether it's a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or even just someone to grab coffee with. Remember, vulnerability is strength. It takes courage to open up and let people in. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now, here's something really important. Be there for your support system too. Just like a parachute, you need to be able to give as well as receive support. Check in with your friends and loved ones regularly, offer a helping hand when they need it, and celebrate their successes just as enthusiastically as you celebrate your own. Remember, building a strong safety net is a two-way street. It's about mutual care and support. Let's talk about setting boundaries. It's like having invisible fences around your energy and time. It's essential for protecting your well-being, especially during tough times. Don't be afraid to say no when you need to prioritize your own needs. This doesn't mean being selfish, it means respecting yourself and your limits. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're taking care of yourself first and foremost. Finally, remember that seeking professional help is never a sign of weakness. Sometimes, life throws curveballs we can't handle alone. A therapist or counselor can provide invaluable support and guidance, helping you navigate difficult emotions and develop coping mechanisms. Don't hesitate to reach out for help. It's a sign of strength, not vulnerability. Speaking of real-world situations, I remember a time when my own life was feeling pretty chaotic. I was juggling work deadlines, personal issues, and trying to keep up with everything. It felt like I was drowning in a sea of stress. That's when I reached out to a close friend, someone who always has a calming presence and a listening ear. Just talking things through helped me feel less alone, and her support gave me the courage to tackle those challenges head on. So, remember, you don't have to go through tough times alone. Building a safety net of support can make all the difference. Identify your people, communicate openly, set healthy boundaries, and never hesitate to seek professional help when needed. You got this. And remember, you're not just surviving, you're thriving, one step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And hey, leave us a review and let me know what resonated with you. See you tomorrow for another dose of Depression to Drive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.